Time now for Food for Thought here on KNKX. 88.5's Dick Stein took some time off last week and he spent it all in the kitchen. Somewhere along the way, he got cooking and making car commercials mixed up. KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson confirms that he's dealing like never before.
Okay, Stein, what's going on at Crazy Richie's Kitchen?
The boss is out of town, and I've been cooking like never before. Now, let's just take a look at some of these fabulous meals. We've got your beer roast duck, your steamed rice powder ribs, your lamb strama, your rye bread, your bagels, your pizzas, your oven-baked wings, and I'll save that one for last. I've been running wild, Nancy. Totally, utterly wild.
Okay, and you didn't call me to come over for some of that, did you, now, Stein?
No, then
what
the
heck?
I'd have to share if I were to do that. Probably put on 10 pounds this week.
I put on 10 pounds just listening to that.
I've been having a lot of fun and doing a lot of cooking, and in fact, I did cook all that stuff because I did take a few days off last week, and because the lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroote is out riding the range with her cowgirl pals in Montana, and some of the stuff I made she wouldn't exactly approve of. I made all this stuff, and some of it came out great, some of it not so great. I'll put links to the recipes I used in the Food for Thought post at knkx.org. One great success was Mandy Lee's beer roasted duck from her Lady and Pups website. That took actually 36 hours in a brine and then roasted, but it was a very easy thing to make, and it was...
Yeah, but Stein, you made that in the oven, right? So we have a really hard time cooking duck in the oven, as I've said before. So it worked out okay? Didn't, like, just make a giant mess inside your oven?
No, it didn't make any mess at all. I have one of those little stands that you can stand the duck up on.
So he sits on it?
Yeah, he sits on it. I put that just on a baking sheet covered with foil. It was fine. It came out terrific. What else did they make? Oh, yeah, the big thing I was looking forward to was the lamb pastrami. I had a piece of lamb, and I thought I would make pastrami out of it using our regular pastrami recipe that we've talked about on the show a couple of times. But that went terribly, terribly wrong, and I know exactly what happened. It was only about a 2-pound piece of lamb, and the recipe's for about a 5-pound piece of beef. But I still use that same 12 hours in the low oven and 1 hour in the steamer that you use for a piece of meat more than twice that size. Really a boneheaded mistake. I don't know what I was thinking. It was like damp cardboard. And I had made a New York rye bread specially to go with that, but the pastrami was inedible. But I still have the rye, and I made some bologna sandwiches with that. I made a batch of bagels, our usual bagels. That was great. I made a fabulous pizza. I've got to put a picture of that on the web post. The last thing I made was last night. I made these oven-baked wings. That was a little dubious. Yeah, oven-baked wings. But those wings were really crispy. The secret, of course, is to rub them with salt and baking powder and then leave them uncovered in the refrigerator overnight. Dries out the skin. I left them uncovered in the fridge for only 8 hours, and they were still really crispy. They'd be super crispy if you did the whole 24 hours. I'll put a link to that recipe on the post as well. These wings are tossed with a spice blend of ground-up Sichuan pepper, fennel, a hot pepper, cumin, salt, which I thought was really great, but you can just bake them off and they'll be nice and crispy and then have them with whatever kind of wing sauce you want. So this is a great way to have wings if you're having a Super Bowl party. They're super crispy and you don't have to fry them, honest.
I'm going to look at that recipe and I'm going to make those with drumsticks.
Yeah, I'm sure that it worked fine.
The timing sounds perfect to make those for the Super Bowl. Will you be watching it?
Well, not exactly, but they will have it up on the giant screens in the card room, and it's good to play cards with people who are distracted.
Going to Costco when it's practically deserted is an even better idea.
The Super Bowl offers many opportunities for non-sports fans as well. Took a ton of pictures of much of the stuff that I made this week, and I'll have those and links to many of the recipes on the post at knkx.org. Just look for Food for Thought. With KNKX food talker and Philadelphia native Nancy.
Go Eagles.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
If you can beat these meals, I'll eat a bug.
Fine.